you. Has it been the work that you've done outside of this building that's been able to have you slide into this role so quickly?
Yeah, I put in a lot of work. You know, even being behind Ray and Jamil and Ellaby, it just of course, seeing those guys out there, you know, like, God, my opportunity, where it's going to come from. And just crazy enough, it gets from the guys being injured. But, of course, over these last few weeks, these guys have been the guys I've been looking up to. Every time I come off the sideline or anything like that, even during the game when I wasn't playing on defense, I'll always be with them getting a heads up or something. Maybe when my opportunity does come, I can see it and play for it, you know, things like that. So it's been really good.
Has it been a collective group, or has someone, one player, kind of taken you under his wing?
A collective group. Even this past game, my first game as starter, I asked Jamil a question. They all come to me and say, hey, Josh, do this or come off this or something like that. And it helps because those guys been in my shoes before. And, of course, they remember their first time as starters. And those guys are all eager to be out there playing. I'm pretty sure they'll trade anything for the world to be out there playing and starting on Sunday. But I was out there, and it was behind me 100%.
Josh, how did you think you did it?
I think I did all right. You know, I still made some mistakes. You know, as always, there's always stuff you got to get better at. I'm not saying that I'm good or I'm satisfied. I'm never satisfied. I've never been that kind of guy. I always see that there's room for improvement, and I see that I got to grow as a player. I'm young, and I still got a lot of things to grow and prepare for as I get older in my career. You know, Ray been in the league 17 years, and he still says to this day he still got to improve. He got to get better at this, better at that, and I still feel the same way. Yes, of course. You know, you want to keep a guy under 100 yards. You know, Noshon did a good job, and they did a good job offensively executing what they're supposed to do. But at the same time, defensively, we want to step our game up because this is a big week for us. You know, we got two good running backs and Bradshaw and Wilson, I believe his name is. And those guys are going to come with their A game. They're fast. They're short, but they're physical, and they're going to go out there and do what they're supposed to do, just like they did all year.
As a middle linebacker, you're forced into a leadership position. What's that like, first start, also having to be kind of a leader amongst everything?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's something I've been preparing for, and I love it. Especially when you play middle linebacker for a long, long time, it's something that you love, having that control of the defense, hearing the calls and giving it, and being the guy that everybody rallies to on defense. And I love it. It's just a wonderful experience. And if you ever play middle linebacker and you being the guy that everybody comes to, you know there's nothing better than having the control of a defense. If it happens, it happens. I'm anticipating whatever. I prepare every game like I'm going to be a starter without me being a starter or not, a backup, not, or even me knowing I'm not going to play. I still prepare each and every week like I'm going to be a starter because you never know, just like what happened Sunday, when your time's going to come.
You guys play 4:30, Bengals and Steelers play 1 o'clock. Are you going to keep an eye on the
scoreboard? I'm not really studying their game. Whatever happens with their game, we'll figure it out after the game. I didn't even know the Steelers lost till way after our game. It don't really matter. I'm worried about our game Sunday, and that's the only thing that matters.
At the beginning of the season, could you picture yourself in this situation?
Beginning of the season, probably not. You know, at the beginning of the season, I didn't think I would be able to play this year after my injury during camp. But to come back from that and actually be on practice squad, then actually end up playing midway through the season, it's a blessing. It's a great opportunity. And I'm ready for each and every obstacle comes after that.
Does it feel like a broken record that you guys were saying just one more win? You know, one more win, whether it's just getting into the playoffs like it's been, or now it's one more win and win the North?
Yeah, it's not like a broken record, but we know that it's time. You know, this team, just like I believe Joe said, we 9-5, but we feel like we're 0-14 because the team knows what we're capable of doing. We're not that type of team that just let three losses coming in the way like this. It's just tough, but at the same time, we know we're capable, and we're a lot better than this, and we're a better team than this, and we're going to take it forward starting on Sunday.